to Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Toll free. You can take control of the airwaves. Any issue goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can also join us online. We got lots of neat stuff on our website. It's all free at freetalklive.com. So, coming up this hour, if we get a chance, we'll talk about how Germany apparently does not allow shopping on Sunday.
That's awful.
They shut down their economy.
It's the only day I have off.
Yeah, we'll give you the details. 800-259-9231. But let's start this hour out with some tombstone news. Yes, this is a critical issue in America. Tombstones.
What do you want on your tombstone?
I really don't want a tombstone. I think that when I die, maybe being burnt would be appropriate. I think it's kind of silly to take up space in the earth with a big wooden crate.
I am an organ donor,
mm-hmm.
So I would like organs to be donated for people that can use them. I don't know which ones that they would particularly want, but...
You know that puts you on a lower priority to be saved in an emergency, right?
I hear that, but I don't know whether I believe
They're harvesting.
I'm not sure I believe that at all. Either way. But I'm kind of torn here.
Mm-hmm.
You can't donate your body to science. I had wanted to donate it to the University of Florida so that they could cut it up in the lab, but you can't donate it if you've been an organ donor.
Oh.
Because...
Well, then you're missing organs.
You're missing parts. They got your corneas, and now you're no good.
Can you donate your body to a private citizen and not tell that person?
I don't think you can.
Like, it's in your last will and testament. They read it, and I would like my body delivered to... Michael Strubeck.
Michael Strubeck answers his door one day. It's the UPS man.
Special delivery, sir. It's a big one.
Actually, it'd have to be yellow freight. UPS won't deliver anything as heavy as me.
And not even close.
So there's a forklift with just a fat dead guy on it. Not even in a box. Just in a plastic, just in bubble wrap.
Wait, I don't want to sign for that. Doesn't matter, sir. It's not our
responsibility. Oh, no signature. No signature necessary.
Yeah. Just leave it, pal. You don't get to send this back.
They just leave it on the doorstep and off they go. You got yourself one dead Torgo.
There you go, stinking.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. So it's kind of a problem for me. I wanted to donate my body to science, but I can't because I'm an organ donor. So I could either stop being an organ donor, and then perhaps somebody who could use... I think that organ donor is more important than donating your body to science, but you never know.
I think you're right. I say stick with the organ donor thing.
And then they give you the bits that are left. They give them back to your family, and you can set them on fire at your leisure.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. So, Torgo, tell me about tombstones. What's going on here?
Okay, well, this is about tombstones and Wiccans.
Hmm.
And no, they're not casting spells on tombstones. Now, first of all, I would like to say that I in no way support Wiccans ever. However, in this case...
Except for here.
In this case, I am on the side of the private citizen as opposed to being on the side of the government.
Okay.
I am not on the side of Wiccanism.
It just happens to be about Wiccanism.
Right. Okay. I'm not on the side of Wicca here. But the widow of a National Guard sergeant killed in Afghanistan last year is protesting the military's decision not to allow a pentagram, the symbol of this soldier's faith, on his grave in a military cemetery. So, got a National Guard sergeant killed in Afghanistan who was Wiccan.
Right.
He's being buried in a military cemetery, and the army is not allowing them to put the symbol of his faith on his tombstone.
Well, now, do they allow other symbols of faith, like crosses, on other tombstones?
Yes, they do.
Jewish stars? Stars of David, I should say.
I was going to say, if they didn't allow those things, and I could totally understand. I mean, it would be a consistent policy of not allowing any sort of symbols on your gravestones, but in fact, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it says here, Stewart was a follower of the Wiccan religion, which is not recognized by the Department of Veterans Affairs for use in its cemeteries. So, the Wiccan religion is not recognized
by
the Department of Veterans Affairs for use in their cemeteries.
Mm.
It's not so much that the government refuses to pay for that symbol to go on a headstone.
It's just not recognized.
It's just they won't even allow it in there.
Yeah, this is not a religion.
No, this is not a religion, and it's not appropriate, and you can't have it.
I think that's pretty outrageous. Regardless of how you feel, Torgo, about the Wiccans, you'd have to agree then that this is really outrageous on the part of the government.
Absolutely, because now there's this plaque for the tombstone, just blank, just this blank plaque sitting there.
Well, they probably put his name on it, don't you think?
It's completely blank.
Wow.
She's not putting anything on it until such time as she can put it on there the way he would want it.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, the thing is it's good enough for him to serve as a Wiccan.
Yeah.
And you know, the chaplains seem to provide resources for Wiccans or whatever they're
do
in the
they?
Army.
So if it came out that he was a Wiccan while he was in the military, they wouldn't kick him out?
I don't think that they would even not let
don't
him
ask,
sign
don't
up
tell.
If he was a Wiccan. I'm here to sign up. I'm a Wiccan. I don't think that would be a problem.
No, they'd be like, all right, great. Come on in.
Yeah.
Hope you got your GED and you don't test positive for marijuana. If not, we can handle that too.
Exactly. You don't even need a GED anymore.
Yeah, it's pretty outrageous. I mean, it's not like it's a huge issue to carve a symbol on a tombstone. It's just they're just being jerks. They're just being intolerant. And I hope she sues them over this. I really do.
I hope so. I don't know what's going to come of it. But she said she had no idea that it wouldn't be allowed until after the fact, until after she had to start dealing with the agency.
Mm.
You know, there was no manual of approved religious symbols that they received or anything like that. So here she is, she's going through the, you know, she finds out that her husband has died. She's going through all of the funeral preparations.
Hey, what do you want to put on his tombstone? And she answers them and then discovers
pepperonis and mushrooms.
There you go, finally. I did that setup at the top of this segment, and it took until now for someone to jump on it.
Well, whatever.
So, I don't know. I just think it's completely ridiculous.
Can you imagine how she felt when they sent her that rejection letter? Sorry, your religion's not approved. Try again.
I don't know. I'm almost tempted to say that I'm going to support the Wiccan on this one.
Yeah.
I'm almost tempted to say I'm behind the Wiccan.
Well, if you're going to ask someone to fight and die for you, and you're going to give them a tombstone, then I don't think it's unreasonable to put whatever the heck they want on there. I don't care if it's F the military. They should be able to put whatever text and whatever symbols that they want to put on.
Absolutely.
There.
Well, this is one of those cases, Torgo, where in order to have the rights that you want, you have to defend the rights of people that you don't necessarily agree with.
Oh, I'm absolutely defending this person.
No, I know he is. I hope it didn't sound like I was schooling. No. I was just saying, hey, you know, here's one of those opportunities. I think that Wiccan, I don't really agree with the Wiccan religion either. I don't really know a whole bunch about it. Don't want to know. Thanks. Don't send me a bunch of emails. But, you know, I think that they should have the right to put their little symbol on there. That with this is the star that's right side up as opposed to the upside down star. Is that right?
Yes, this is a pentacle, a five-pointed star with one point pointing up.
I see.
Well, in other military news, according to HammerOfTruth.com, just to let you know, the U.S. Marines have blocked access to certain websites like Wonkette, along with numerous other sites such as personal email like Yahoo and Hotmail. Blogs that don't agree with the government point of view, personal websites, and some news organizations. This blocking has taken effect as of the beginning of February. And the person writing this says, I have no problem with them blocking porn sites, but cutting off access to our email and possibly not towing the government line websites is a bit much. Initially, all web blocking was done locally at the hub sites in Iraq. If you wanted a site unblocked, you just had to email the local administrator with a reason, and if it wasn't porn or offensive, they would allow it. Now all blocking is done by desk weenies, this is obviously written by a military member, at the USMC Network Operations Center in Quantico, who really don't care if we get our email or gossip out here, as they get to go to happy hour after working 9 to 5, and then go home to a nice, clean, warm home with a real bed.
Mm.
So now our military members are having their internet access filtered, and they're not being allowed to access blog sites where they might be able to read opinions that don't jive with the official military line.
That's interesting, because the FCC has a policy that they've recently put in place that says Americans are entitled to access lawful internet content of their choice.
Well, I suppose if the government makes rules against it, it becomes unlawful. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. I wonder if the Marines can access Free Talk Live. If you're a Marine and you can answer that, let us know. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today. for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1%, in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the wiki. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com is the place to go. It is totally user-editable. Everybody who goes to the wiki can change it. They can add to it. They can modify it. And it's free, of course. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, W-I-K-I.freetalklive.com. You'll see information about the callers. You'll see information about the hosts, issues, and all kinds of other things. Details on our archives and more. All at the wiki, W-I-K-I.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
So, this was news to me. Apparently, Torgo, you were already aware of this. But in Germany, you're not allowed to shop on Sundays. this.
Well, you could shop on Sundays, but nothing is open.
Yeah. Well, virtually nothing. There are a few exceptions, and the Chicago Tribune, Steve Chapman, was writing about it over the weekend. It's a Sunday afternoon, and the Potsdamer Platz shopping arcade looks like any American shopping mall on a busy weekend. It's thronged with parents pushing baby strollers, retirees eating ice cream cones, and teenagers sneaking kisses. There's one difference. The mall has plenty of
sneaking.
The mall has plenty of stores to draw shoppers. Foot Locker, H&M, Discount Supermarket, and more. But today, absolutely no one is going inside. And there's a reason for that. The stores are closed. And by law, they have to be. Any American merchant would be writhing in agony at the sight of the hordes of patrons who are not allowed to buy. But in Germany, this abnormal spectacle is entirely normal. Sunday may not be a day of worship in this largely secular society, but due to government decree, it's not a day of commerce either. Only exceptions in the mall are eating establishments.
You can eat on Sunday, but you can't shop on Sunday.
Yes. Being exempt from the law, they stay busy serving people whose euros are burning a hole in their pockets. Oh, and there's one retail store open, a small shop stocked entirely with Berlin souvenirs. Under Germany's quirky regulations, it may operate on Sundays because it caters to tourists. Many Germans defend the closing law as a way of limiting the pernicious reach of consumerism. But don't think locals are immune to the need to shop just because it's Sunday. In fact, just a mile away at the Friedrichstrasse train station,
customers... I'm sorry, what was that?
Friedrichstrasse train station. Customers are lined up 12 deep at the registers, buying the groceries that are denied to them at the other location, the Platz. It turns out the law has another gap, allowing shops to operate in train stations 7 days a week because they allegedly accommodate the needs of travelers.
This is the most ridiculous set of stipulations I've ever heard.
Confusing, too.
Well, no, it's not confusing. As long as you can find a store that accommodates tourists and travelers, you're okay on Sundays.
I see.
So everybody goes to the train station to buy what little groceries they possibly can.
Dumb.
As you pointed out, Manwich, your only day off is on...
A Sunday.
Sunday. So what are you supposed to do? What would you do in Germany?
Well, I don't really shop much. Hardware stores, I'd be really upset if the hardware store wasn't open on Sunday, and it wouldn't be.
So. I like to go grocery shopping on weekends. It's the best time to get it done for me. I'd have to take time out of my day during the week if I was to go and do it during the week, and I just don't have the time for it. So this would cripple. This probably cripples a lot of people. Makes probably life very inconvenient for some people there.
We don't need this law, or they don't need this law.
Well, the people carrying out bags of groceries from the train station don't look as though they plan to take them on a train to Prague or Warsaw. They look like they just couldn't manage to get all their shopping done during the week. Organized labor likes the law because it grants workers a day of rest. Only some workers, however, get the break. An army of establishments is allowed to do business on Sundays, including restaurants, museums, movie theaters, and gas stations. At the state level, additional peculiarities arise. Video stores are required to close in Baden-Württemberg, but not in neighboring Rhineland-Palts. Some residents of Mannheim go to next door Lutz. This is fun to read this article. Ludwigshafen to rent their DVDs. Car washes may stay open in some places, but not others.
You know, I've stopped listening to the stipulations in this law, and I'm just listening to you pronounce these words.
Now we do have things like this in America. Just not as many, and it's not as extreme. I remember we reported once about one particular locality that banned playing soccer on Sundays. There was a state park, or not a state park, but a local park
right.
That would not allow anyone to come and play on Sunday mornings because they wanted to encourage people to go to church instead.
Right. People could play soccer on Sundays, but not until after 12 o'clock because that's when church would be out.
And there are also a number of blue counties in America where you can't actually purchase alcohol. So in Georgia, for instance, there's one county that's right next door to another county. One allows purchasing alcohol, the other doesn't. What do people do? They go next door.
Sure.
Well, that's just like in Tennessee where Jack Daniels is made. The county where the actual distillery is made is a blue county.
I can't believe that. They can make it, but they can't sell it
in that county.
Amazing. The benefits of outlawing such capitalist acts between consenting adults, to borrow a phrase from libertarian philosopher Robert Nozick, are not obvious. It creates real inconveniences for anyone who suddenly needs something, and there's no escaping the fact that 14% of all unforeseen, urgent needs arise on Sundays. I mean, where, how do you get that number? Well, it's 1/7.
Right.
They're making it so if you need tampons, you've got to wait till the next day. So you have to plan your entire shopping experience about around not going on Sunday. And how many times have you had in your life something pop up, something urgent, something you needed to have? And maybe it's something as innocuous as just cooking a meal, something where you need some baking soda, and you can't go and get it because it's Sunday in Germany.
Now, I like you, grew up here in the Tampa Bay area of Florida, and I use a particular grocery store, you know, when I go to the grocery store. Well, you know what? I don't go to the grocery store anymore. But I did when I was single, go to the grocery store. And that grocery store was Publix.
Yes.
And Publix, when I was little, was closed on Sundays because they were a good Christian organization.
Oh, really?
Yes, they were. And probably you were too young.
Yeah, that goes back.
Just like nationwide, all Chick-fil-A restaurants are closed on Sundays.
They are.
Yes, they still are, yes.
And I thought it was... I feel like it was a sad day that Publix decided that they had to be open on Sundays. But
you did?
I do.
Why?
Because I pine for the nostalgic. But anyway, they are serving their public. They decided that they needed to be open on Sundays because they were losing business to people that wanted to shop on Sundays.
Well, all those people that wanted to shop on Sundays were going to the other grocery stores.
And, you know, you never get anything good when you start messing with supply and demand.
No doubt about it. You may think it would be a relief, though, not to squander your Sunday on shopping, but any relief is counteracted by the increased stress on the other days. On Saturdays, when stores must close by 8 p.m., groceries are clogged with Germans, making sure they have enough food to sustain life until Monday morning. Instead of being allowed to spread their weekend errands out over 2 days, they have to cram them all into one. It's also a weird policy for a country chronically plagued by two ailments, weak consumer spending and high unemployment. Letting stores accommodate buyers on Sunday or after 8 p.m. certainly couldn't reduce consumption, and it might increase it. After all, if you have a sudden urge to share a bottle of wine or fly a kite on a Sunday afternoon, you probably won't go out and buy it on Monday morning.
Right.
Your urge will pass, and then there goes that buying opportunity. There goes that opportunity to put some money into the economy. Does anybody out there think this is a good idea? I know we have international listeners. If you're in Germany and you want to tell us about this, feel free. 800-259-9231. Of course, email may be a little more appropriate if you're international. If you don't want to spend the money on the international call, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. And if you're in another country in the world and you have similar silly rules, we'd love to hear about it. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. We're talking about Germany and how they have banned virtually all commerce on Sundays. So, 1/7 of the week, you can't make any money in Germany if you're a retailer. Which is, to me, totally outrageous. And the reasons, allegedly, behind this is that they want to stop consumerism. They want to put a halt to this consumerism, people buying stuff, because it's bad to buy things.
Ridiculous. I mean, if you don't buy food, you don't eat.
Right. Well, there are some exceptions. Restaurants you can go to. So you could go and eat out, but you can't go and actually purchase items to make your own food with. You can't go to the grocery store.
How about toilet paper?
You cannot purchase toilet paper on
Sundays. That'd be bad not to have.
Yeah, it would be bad. Well, Germany says you must design your week around their laws.
But why would they do that? I mean, are they... What hubris!
All they're doing here.
That's not stopping rampant consumerism. It's just creating, like, making people plan their consumerism.
Yeah. It just makes things inconvenient for people. Because what they're doing is they're infringing on people's abilities to enter into voluntary transactions with one another. If I want to buy a box of tampons, it shouldn't matter what day I want to go and do it on. I'm going to have to buy that product eventually.
No, you're not.
Really? Why is that, Ian?
Well, it depends. Sometimes you have to go and buy these things.
Okay.
Anyway, you have to go and you have to get it at some point. If you're going to go grocery shopping, you'll have to do the shopping at some point. So, yes, as you pointed out, Manwich, it's just shifting the consumer.
It really is.
It's just altering it.
Except for, like you'd mentioned, things that it would be impulse buys on Sunday. I want to fly a kite. Right. And it's a great example. You want to fly a kite, you don't have a kite, and it's Sunday, you're probably not going to, on Monday morning, go out and buy a kite so that next Sunday you can fly it.
And maybe, you know, it might be the case that in Germany a majority of people think that buying things is bad. Maybe that's the case. I don't know. I don't know the German people that well, but it's possible, right? I mean, it's possible that people in Germany might think that shopping's a bad thing and they should only do it when it's necessary. But what about those who disagree? What about those who want the freedom to enact and engage in these activities? They're being prevented from it. And if it was true that so many people felt this way, well, then businesses would on their own not open on Sundays. In fact, they'd on their own not open any days out of the week. I mean, that would really put a stop to consumerism. Why don't we just cut it off from weekends entirely? Let's take Friday out of the mix.
Why not?
Let's make it 3 out of 7 days that people can buy things in Germany. That'll really put a stop to it.
But they should alternate on which weeks and what days. So, actually what they should do is be open every other day, so that way one day it's Monday,
the next week it's not Monday.
Right, exactly.
Right.
There you go. Unless you're in a leap year, in which case, once February 29th hits, for the following 3 weeks, everything has to close at noon.
I mean, really, that's no more asinine. What you just suggested is no more asinine than asking people to close on one particular day. If people found that this was a good idea, they would do it on their own. Like Chick-fil-A here in America. They don't open on Sundays. And I resent them for it. I resent them for it.
I don't.
Because whenever I want the Chick-fil-A ice cream, it's always on Sundays.
I love Chick-fil-A. That they boil their chickens in peanut oil as opposed to...
They fry their chickens.
Whatever.
In peanut oil. And I like Chick-fil-A, too. It's one of my favorite fast food restaurants, but it just irks me because the only time I think about going, I swear to you, is Sundays. It's because I'm usually not doing that much. It's my day off. And I think about going to get some ice cream. They're closed. I can't go today. It really bothers me. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. What silly laws? Oh, by the way, I was wrong. I called it a blue county before. We were talking about counties that don't allow alcohol sales.
Yes, it's a dry county.
Whoops, dry county. All right, so correction.
Blue laws, dry counties.
Let's keep talking about commerce. We got an email from Isaac. He emailed the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Subject, Walmart. He says, Walmart.
Oh, boy.
Walmart does suck. By shopping there, you're directly supporting craptastic working conditions.
Craptastic.
Both here and even worse conditions overseas. There's nothing that should stop companies from doing this, but by your cheapness, you are denying business to companies that will pay their workers decently.
Well, I guess that one could defend that, but I don't see why. In here in America, anybody who wanted to, if supposedly there's this plethora, this bevy of high-paying jobs that people are instead beating a path to Walmart store in order to get paid minimum wage for. I don't understand why they would do that. Is it the stunning
Walmart
blue
pays
vests?
Higher than minimum wage.
I'm just saying. Who knows? I don't know.
I know.
He's alleging this sort of
thing.
And supposedly there's all these high-paying jobs that people are foregoing in order to be able to wear the coveted blue vest. And that's dumb.
Well, like, that's not true.
It's not an understanding of how economics work.
Right.
Because if there are jobs out there that pay well in America, and I don't know about China, I'm sure that I'm sure those people are working in deplorable conditions, but
you don't know
only
anything.
That's only by our standards,
right?
Not by theirs.
Yeah, it's better than working in a field in China.
China has a lot better than China did 10 years
rice.
Ago.
Yeah. So
and
those
they
people
can thank. Cheap people that shop at Walmart for it.
The only people in China that aren't worried, as far as I understand, from we've talked
to you only have a certain amount of money to spend in a given week. So if you spend it all on one thing, or you get that one thing cheaper, so you spend it on two things, then you've still spent the same amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but he's saying you're hurting people.
You're not hurting anybody. You're helping people. Chinese have better jobs than they would have otherwise, and
right,
it's clear that people that are working at Walmart must be working there because they want to, because if they didn't want to, they would stop.
That's right. And regardless of whatever you have to say about their conditions and the fact that they don't have appropriate health care provisions, their jobs, and Walmart only hires part-timers, they don't ever hire full-timers, these are all the accusations that have been leveled against Walmart. Well, don't work there if you've got a problem with it, and go and find that higher-paying job. And how about this, Isaac? Why don't you, instead of talking about how we're denying business to companies that will pay their workers decently by shopping at Walmart, why don't you go out and create that business? Because I don't really believe that it exists in the retail world. As far as the general department store retail world, there's no store out there that I can go to that pays their workers higher amounts, nor would I go, because I like buying things on the cheap. You know, I like it when my dollar goes far. And those people are working there on a voluntary basis. But go ahead. Try to compete with Walmart and start up your own retail store where you pay your employees $20 an hour.
It's a difficult, unique selling proposition to compete against. Lower prices every day. It's difficult to compete against that.
Right.
You know, if you want to have a little saying that says, we pay our employees more so you're better if you shop here, you can try it. But I don't think you're going to do it. I don't think it's going to work out.
I think there might be some people that would think that's a good idea, like Isaac. There might be some people out there that might go and spend money there, but I think they would even be tempted. I think they'd be tempted by the low, low prices, and they would go and shop elsewhere.
Well, there are lots of people that shop places besides Walmart. But
right.
Any place else you go, they still try to find a toaster that was manufactured in the United States of America.
Sure.
Good luck. You will not. They don't make them, at least not under $50.
No.
And I don't know about you, but I don't want to spend $200 for a toaster.
I don't know about you, but I can't afford that. 800-259-9231. We got people that want to talk about everything from Sundays to Chick-fil-A to the IRS, and your calls will be coming to, if you're on hold, be patient. We'll get to you. 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can talk about anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. So 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streams on our website, broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version, both for free at freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. This is a show about your calls. Let's talk to Luke in North Carolina. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Manwich.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Luke. Hey. What's up?
This whole not working on Sunday thing, it's one of those spread the work theories where, you know, there's only so much work to go around, so we'll just cut the working hours and somehow that will boost employment.
What? Luke, I don't know about you, but I've always got work at home to do.
Yeah, well, you say,
I don't need to spread it around.
You know, France, they just repealed the 35-hour work week.
In favor of what?
I don't know what the new limit is.
Whatever you want.
But for a long time, you were only allowed to work 35 hours if you lived in France.
It would seem to me that they would decrease that number. That's the way those socialist countries tend to go, is, well, we need less hours per work week. Let us cut it to 30.
Well, I guess, you know, seeing as they have, 12% unemployment,
yeah.
they figured that, you know, their whole welfare state, you know, I always hear that the liberals talk about how great these European welfare states are, but just look at their unemployment rate. They're like, you know, 10%, 7%, you know?
You're absolutely right. Where do they get the money to operate with?
What's that?
Where do they get the money to operate
Who?
With?
Who's they? What are you talking about?
These European countries. I mean, they tax the crap out of the people that do work.
That's what they do. They tax the crap out of people. Well, I mean, that's what they do.
And then I just don't know how can they move forward?
Well, there is a big difference, I mean, in the prosperity of us and them over there.
Yeah.
So
they're still kind of old world in a way. I mean, they're certainly more civilized in some areas of the world, but they're way behind the ball. Thanks for the call, Luke. We appreciate hearing from you, man. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Glenn in Mississippi. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello, Glenn in Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live. Glenn going once. Glenn going twice.
Oh, well.
All right, Glenn. Good try, man. We'll come back to you if you're still there. Let's try for Walt in Kansas City. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. We seem to be having some
problems. Perhaps the board op has keeled over dead.
Perhaps the board op has died.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Hey. Well,
good evening, gentlemen.
What's up, man?
Well, you know how I've done a small rant on the IRS before, and I've got on there and told people to stop paying their taxes and all.
You have.
Well,
I agree with you.
You know, yeah, I do too.
Okay, good.
And in fact, apparently, I have been targeted, apparently, because in January, now, I received letters here just in the last month or two about, since February, about, these companies will help me overcome my tax problem with the IRS. And it's like, you know, I just filed 13 of them because I don't have a tax problem because I don't deal with criminals. You know, like I don't buy stolen cars or stolen tools or stolen equipment or anything else, you know, so I don't deal with criminals.
So,
anyway.
No, wait. Hold on, Juan. I want to clarify something. Do you actually bother even talking to the IRS? I mean, do you respond to any of their communications?
No, I just put it in a briefcase because it'll be in a lawsuit, and now it really will be in a lawsuit because I found out from a secondary source, somebody that said, that wrote me a letter. In fact, it's 2020 Financial out of Colorado sent me a letter that the IRS, we understand that the IRS has placed a tax lien on your property for X amount of thousands of dollars.
Oh, no.
And, you know, now wait a minute. Now you want to talk about criminals. I was not even notified.
Sure. That makes sense. I mean, that they wouldn't notify you. I mean, they can just do these things. And if you take them to court, the judge is not going to rule. I mean, there's almost no chance the judge is going to rule in
my favor. So my attitude is, you know, I hope you people don't try to move in while I'm trucking during the day. I hope really that you decide you want to move in when I'm home. By the way, be sure to bring plenty of body bags.
Oh, wow. All right, Walt, thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231.
Walt's taking out the garbage.
Oh, my. You don't mess with Walt.
No.
You can put a lien on his house, but don't go and actually come on his property.
I don't think he intends to leave.
Well, he lives in a scrapyard, so he could have all kinds of people stationed in strategic locations behind...
Yeah, booby traps. You better watch out.
Exactly. And he could have dogs hidden in little alcoves, just pit bulls. That'd be great. An angry old man with a shotgun and pit bulls running out from behind scrap metal taking down the IRS? I would pay money to watch that.
800-259-9231. Let's
talk to... Walt needs a webcam at the junkyard just so we can keep an eye on the place.
Absolutely.
Let's talk to James in Montana. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. What's up?
Hey, I kind of like Walt's idea there.
Hey, James.
Hey, did you guys check out this... Georgetown law students turned their backs on Alberto Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah, that's old news. We actually had one of them on our show and interviewed them.
Really? I missed all that.
Oh, that's all right. That's all in the archives at freetalklive.com. But, yeah, what a fantastic protest opportunity.
I know.
Just to recap it, for those of you that weren't aware of this, some Georgetown law students attended a speech by Alberto Gonzalez, the attorney general, and during the speech, They got up right in the middle of it, unfurled a banner, put on black cloaks, and unfurled a banner with Benjamin Franklin's classic quote on it, a paraphrase of it, which of course essentially said that those who will give up their liberty for security will get and deserve neither.
Awesome.
And there was a fantastic photo that was taken, and Gonzalez didn't know what to do. He just kept speaking. He didn't know how to handle it, and I thought it was probably the most effective protest that we've seen all year. Thanks for the call, James. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now at 1-800-300-8069.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
By the way, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Experience everything on our website. On the house. It's all free. The archives, the wiki, updates, and more. But we want you to vote for the show. In return for giving you everything for free on our website, we ask for your vote. If you've yet to do it this month, it's a once-a-month sort of an occasion. You go to vote.freetalklive.com. It takes you less than a minute. You cast your vote. All you need is an email address to do it with. Vote.freetalklive.com. Thanks to your votes, we are consistently in the top 10 podcasts of the world, according to podcastalley.com. So vote.freetalklive.com. Let me get to a quick email here, and then coming up, Torgo, you got news about a congressman who's going to prison.
Goodbye, sir.
We'll talk about that. This one from Jay says, I'm a Christian, and I do not agree morally with many of the things that people choose to do. However, what these religious zealots are failing to see is that they're setting up laws and an infrastructure that could just as easily be used against them in the future. Ian said that you couldn't complain about this, that you could not complain about the 700 Club to the FCC. The only thing that's preventing this is the fact that you are not in the majority. If these people would just look at the statistics, they would see that the percentage of people that declare themselves to be Christian is shrinking dramatically. What do these fools think will happen when they're in the minority and they've set these kinds of precedents for thought and morality policing?
This is the conservatives of the religious right are only turning people away. They're not converting people.
You mean from Christianity? And all that?
From
ideas?
Their ideas. I'm not going to say from Christianity because they're two separate things.
And this is a Christian who's writing this. This is the major problem with the Constitution, and it was Jefferson's biggest complaint that it was going to establish a democracy. This is mob rule. It's great when you're a member of the mob, but not so much when you're not. In my state, these fools are making headlines constantly, and you've even talked about some of them. And then he gives a link to the story that we did last week about how Kansas is cracking down on adult businesses. And I think he's making a really great point, and it echoes what Harry Brown said in his article earlier in the show, and that is that the power that you give the government today could very easily be turned against you tomorrow. That's the point, and I think it's excellent if you allow government to get to grow to a point where you're happy, where you've got all the laws that you want. They've outlawed all kinds of books, and they've outlawed porn, and they've outlawed bad cuss words on the airwaves. Well, what happens eventually when those people that you've outlawed things against get in control?
Yep.
What happens then? Maybe they'll outlaw Christianity. Maybe they'll outlaw your religion. Well, actually, there's some news about one state that is dangerously close to adopting an official state religion.
Yes, I have that same
story.
You
seen that story?
I have the same one.
We're going to possibly get to that this show.
One thing that I think is interesting about, and I'm not going to say all Christians or anything, let's call it the religious right or the moral majority, you know, you pick your term, mm-hmm. but I think I'm making myself clear on it, is
the zealots.
You know, God gave us freedom of choice. That's the whole idea behind the Adam and Eve story.
Right.
And that in original sin. But anyway, that's the whole idea of the Adam and Eve story. But now the moral majority wants to see it taken away from us.
Right. They want to make your choices for
it.
You. They think
God wouldn't like that.
They know best, and they think they know how you should live your life. And it's going to come back around to bite them. 1-800-259-9231. Senator, I believe a senator? Representative?
Congressman.
Congressman has been sentenced to federal prison. We'll tell you about that coming up. You take control of the airwaves and bring up what's on your mind. Any issue goes. 800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the